Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews two new trio albums by tenor saxophonists who won the Thelonious Monk Jazz Competition. Last year's winner, 25-year-old Chilean-born New Yorker Melissa Aldana, and Joshua Redman, who took the prize in 1991. Kevin says the two share a conspicuous influence, vintage Sonny Rollins.
Tirapie by bassist Pablo Menares, one of a few catchy originals on the CD, Melissa Aldana and Crash Trio. Her third album is Leader. It's her first since she won the Monk competition last year and marks her growing confidence. Aldana's prime inspiration as a teenage tenor saxophonist was Sonny Rollins. Her album's pianoless trio format and a couple of long solo improvisations speak to his lingering influence. Rather than hide how closely she studied him, Aldana has some fun with the idea. Her tune M&M and the solo she takes on it playfully riff on some classic Rollins licks. It can be tricky paying tribute to a grand master. You don't want to invite a direct comparison. Melissa Aldana heads that off by not trying to sound too much like her hero. Her tone is body, but it's a bit lighter and smoother than vintage Sonny Rollins, more alto-like in the upper register. Aldana was mentored by saxophonists Greg Osby and George Coleman, and you can also hear traces of Osby's floating sense of time and Coleman's smeary blues abstractions. That's one way to transcend your key influences. Mix them together along with what you've figured out for yourself. Melissa Aldana with bassist Pablo Menares, who like her is from Chile, and Cuban-born drummer Francisco Mella, who wrote that tune. Melissa Aldana's progress got me thinking about a young tenor player I heard 24 years ago on a gig with his saxophonist father, Dewey Redman. The youngster's solos sounded like undigested John Coltrane, and I didn't hear much promise there. That didn't stop Joshua Redman from winning the Monk competition a year later. But Sonny Rollins had been his idol before Coltrane, and a few years ago, his influence came back in force when Redman began leading his own pianoless trios. His new Trios Live pointedly starts with a tune Rollins put a stamp on, Mack the Knife. Joshua Redman with Greg Hutchinson on drums and Matt Penman on bass. Redman catches some of the expansive spirit and expressive range of Sonny Rollins, although he has his own pliable sound. When Redman slides into what sounds like Rollins' voice, it's not for long. There's some great saxophone playing on Trios Live, though I could do without the cover of Led Zeppelin's The Ocean. And on one fast piece, Redman's phrasing gets maddeningly repetitious. Repetition aside, that passage shows how Redman is digested as John Coltrane, playing fast patterns his own way. Overall, though, Joshua Redman's trio, like Melissa Aldana's, suggests Sonny Rollins' increasing influence over younger saxophonists, partly because he's still here to inspire them. That would be one more reason to be grateful for and to Sonny Rollins. Mr. Rollins, thanks again for everything.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Wondering Sound and is the author of Why Jazz?